struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
All right, second date update on the 20s. We got Ophelia on the line.
What's up, Ophie?
Ophelia.
I thought you were going to go Shakespeare on me on this one.
I don't know Shakespeare with Ophelia.
Oh, come on, Mr. Theater.
Ophelia up the booty.
What?
Ophelia up.
The booty.
Ophelia up the booty. Hamlet. Ophelia is a character from
Hamlet.
No, it's
Ophelia.
Ophelia.
Okay, well,
why am I having a conversation about Shakespeare literature with Fat Joe? That was really not a good choice
on
my behalf.
You're the lit major over here, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't have any like kind of specific studies into Shakespeare, though, because it's like foreign language. All right, Ophelia, so tell us why thou call us for thy's dating life.
Yes, you tell
us. You know, there is a song called Ophelia from the Lumineers. They actually sing it. Yeah. No, because I used to work at an alternative radio station. I forget.
Right on. We just provided all of our listeners with two random facts of Ophelia that they could give two poops about. You're welcome.
Yes. I'm
joking. Ophelia, tell us about your date, love. What happened?
I'm calling about a guy named Nate that I met on Tinder. We went to Jay Dolan's. We had a great time. We ended up spending the night together. We had so much in common. And he ghosted me.
Oh.
How did the night end? Did it end good? I'm sorry. I'm kind of chuckling back here because I see Joe briskly trying to check for facts on Ophelia. I don't see you over there, Joe.
Yeah, it's from Hamlet. You guys are right.
Ophelia, is that a flower? I love how we have Ophelia on the line. She probably knows a lot more about her own name than any of us three donkeys.
I don't think it's a flower. I don't know.
It is a flower.
Ophelia, you're welcome.
Yeah.
For your next Tinder date, you can drop that little nugget of information on him or her. Yeah. All right, so how did the night end?
It's good. We spent the night together, so it was good.
Oh, they spent the night.
How was the spending? Was it good? Did you guys, were you a little loose with your giving? Or were you
a
little...
With each other or in each other?
Were you loose or tight with the spending?
Oh, my God. Stop
my flower.
Yes.
Did you just say that?
Beautiful flower. Yes. Yeah.
Did you
like it like Hamlet style? Or?
Yo, and all ham on me, bro.
He got all Lumineer on you.
Yes.
But everything was good, though, the night in terms of when you guys were Hamlet.
Did you rock his world?
Yes, when he was Shakespearing you.
Everything was good. He gets an A+.
So
there was no complaint.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then the Walk of Shame. How was that?
Also good. It was fine. No big deal.
I mean, you met him on Tinder.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Move on to the next one.
Yeah, exactly. Just saying. Yeah. All right. What was his name again? Nate. Thank you. Thank you, my flower.
Yes.
Nate, we're going to give him a call right now. If you don't mind, Ophelia, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, bring you back in, and we'll see if we can get you all reconnected, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Nate?
Yes.
Nate, it's the Kayla Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
We got MJ.
Hi.
What up, Nate? Doggy dog.
Nate the Snake Roberts in the house.
Oh, yeah. Nate, you big dog. You big snake. You going oof a girl, and then you get back to her.
She was good, bro.
Yeah, you did it Hamlet style.
You shaked her with your spear.
What?
I think I said that earlier by accident. I immediately regretted it. I was like, that was a Joe comment right there. Hey, Nate, gotta let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay?
I mean, yeah, but that's because I'm intrigued. Why are you calling me?
You know what? So are we. There's this girl. You met her on Tinder. Her name, and there's no way that this doesn't narrow it down.
Mm-hmm.
That was a double negative. Ophelia's her name.
OFI for short.
Yeah.
From my experience back when I was single and on dating apps,
yeah.
You meet a girl, you have great dinner, mm-hmm. You guys end up back at one of your places, everything seems to be good, the Hamlet and the Shakespearean is fantastic.
There you go.
There is no awkwardness in the walk of shame at the end. Mm-hmm. Chances are you get back to her unless you're Nate Dogg or Nate the Snake.
Yeah.
No, she used to date my ex-girlfriend.
What?
Wow.
Wait, what?
What?
Wait, hold on. Sorry, I was hopping in my chair. She used to date your ex...
Girlfriend?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a minute. Okay, wait. Oh, okay. Whoa.
Oh.
Well, how did this come about?
Yeah.
Like, you guys finding...
How did you find out? That
she used to...
So here's the story. So we meet up, and she's super cute. You know, I really liked her vibe on the phone, and we finally got to meet up. You know, we had some poo-poos and drinks at Jay Dolan's. We had great chemistry. We even broke the golden rule and started talking about our exes on our first date, right? You know, because we vibed so well.
Yeah.
And I told her about my most recent relationship, and I told her that hope really ruined me. You know, she cheated on me, then she broke up with me. And Ophelia was like, wait, you know, what is her name? I dated a girl with the same name. And I told her what her last name was, and she's like, I dated the same girl.
Smart.
So, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we shared some stories about her, and she asked me when I dated her, and I told her, you know, it was the last 2 years, and we broke up about 6 months ago. She left me for someone else. Ophelia's face dropped. She asked, when did you guys exactly break up? I told her the date, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you guys were dating at the time. I was with her for like 2 months before you broke up, and then like 2 months after you broke up.
Wow.
She said,
wow.
She said she wanted to get back with her ex-boyfriend, and I didn't realize she was in a relationship already, and I thought when she had said she wanted to go back to an ex, it was before me.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot in common.
Ophelia's the other woman.
Yeah. So Ophelia told me, you know, I'm sorry you went through that. Let's just drink and have some fun. Let's forget about her. So we did. And after the night went by, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I just didn't really want to continue seeing Ophelia.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait, did you know when you were dating your ex, you said her name was Hope?
Hope, yeah.
Hope.
She had cheated on you while you guys were together, which is why she broke up with you?
Yeah.
Oh, you just assumed it was a guy, though.
Yes.
But it was really the Hamlet flower.
Yes.
Ophelia. But in Ophelia's defense, she had no idea that ex, Hope, was
in a relationship.
Sorry,
no, Ophelia said she didn't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to hear it straight from the flower's mouth.
Yeah. Not the horse's mouth.
The flower's mouth. Yeah. The Lumineer's mouth. Nate, sorry, we have Ophelia on the other line. She had called us to call you. Ophelia, before I get to my question, I would just like to thank you sincerely because I go out of my way because I try to be as inclusive as possible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I always ask, like, him or her.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah, I always include both genders.
Yes.
And I believe it's like, I forgot your name, Nate. And then at the beginning of the conversation, I was like, okay, so what is his or her name?
Yeah.
Sincerely, good job.
I'm sorry. I apologize for all the emotional hurt and trauma you've gone through, but man, it finally paid off.
You did it. And Ophelia, I'm jealous of you, man. You have so much options out there.
Yeah.
Options double, man. So, Ophelia, you're saying that you didn't know that girl Hope, who was dating Nate at the time, was in a relationship with anybody. Nate, nonetheless.
No, I had no idea. But, dude, Nate, this would be, like, the biggest payback if we got together. Like, you and I must have so much in common if we dated the same girl. We got f***ed by her. Like, literally f***ed.
Nate,
we would have so much fun.
Nate, I got your back. Don't worry, I'll say, Ophelia, you know it would be even bigger payback.
Yes.
You invite her?
Yeah.
One last hoorah for everybody, bro.
We're all up in here. Oh, we're all like, oh my gosh. Right now, was like, we're not even Eskimo brothers.
No, bro. We're connected way deeper than that, bro.
Everybody in this situation, it's a triangle where we've already experienced each other.
Yes.
Since it's already been done, we might as well do it together.
Might as well.
It's like, Joe, take your it.
Yeah.
Weird.
Wow, you are totally living your fantasies right now.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, because we got Ophelia, we got Hope, right? So Nate and Hope, obviously, oof. Yes. Ophelia and Hope have oof.
Yes.
Nate and Ophelia have oof.
That's right.
Everybody's oof to everybody.
Right? Triangle right there, boys.
So might as well just get them all together. Right? Well, you know, we've all been there with each other. So.
God.
I'm all about expedience.
That's true. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Work smarter, not
everybody
harder.
Knows what works for everybody.
Yeah, it's like
perfect.
Oof smarter, not harder. Ooh. Oof. Ooh. We'll do both. Oof smart and hard.
And hard.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Nate, Ophelia sounds very sweet, and like she said, she had no idea that she was the other woman.
Yes.
And, you know, in her defense, in a weird way, you could be the other man.
Hey.
Because Hope left Ophelia to go back with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's news to me.
Man, you guys are weird, like pyramids. Yeah. Not even a triangle. There's so many different sides to you. This is amazing. Okay, so Nate, your biggest issue with going out with Ophelia again would be what?
I don't know that it's an issue. It threw me off, something I couldn't stop thinking about, and I didn't want to like get into a relationship or whatever, you know, this is, and that's all I'm thinking about. You know what I mean?
Oh man, I don't. No, you this is a pyramid. That
it is,
like,
right?
This is like a pyramid scheme you want to be a part of.
You need to get Hope back in the picture, bro.
Yeah.
Oh wow, you guys.
And on top of that, all I heard from Ophelia was, "I'm down for a revenge oof."
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, they already did their revenge oof.
They
well,
did.
I mean, there's no documentation of said revenge oof, though. There could be documentation of this revenge oof.
Right.
But that's so weird that the universe put you two together.
I know, right? That's so
there
crazy.
There we go. Let's take the hippie approach.
Yeah. Yeah.
The universe works in weird ways.
It wants
Nate.
You to be together.
And
maybe you guys are meant to be together, and that is why you guys are together.
Think about this, Nate, and think about like the chances of this happening to you or any individual out there. You hump Hope. Hope humps Ophelia.
Uh-huh.
Hope breaks up with you. Hope humps Ophelia. Hope breaks up with Ophelia. Hope humps you. Hope dumps you. You log on and get a Tinder account. Ophelia logs on, gets Tinder account. You both swipe right. You both go out. You hump Ophelia. Ophelia humps you.
Yes.
Right.
I'm so confused right now.
I'm losing my hoping
ways
right
so now. All that's missing like, now is look, Hope.
Yes.
We all need hope in our lives, people. That's what I'm trying to get across here. So, Nate, keep the hope.
Like, yes.
Yeah, you guys, first of all, I mean, I appreciate you guys. You're making me feel a little bit better about the whole situation.
Well, you all already been there, done that, so you might as well already do that together,
right.
I guess.
Yeah.
It sounds like, Ophelia, you'd be okay with that, right? Who doesn't like a good grudge pyramid?
That's right.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. And Ophelia, you're going to these lengths to get contact with me. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go out again. Let's
whoa,
see what
happens.
Hey, yes. See, when you break it down, how the universe works.
I always have hope in you, bro.
That's right. I'm always hopeful. Hopeful. All right, Ophelia, you're welcome. We'll pay for dinner and drinks. You guys go out again. Just know that we're only paying for two dinner and drinks.
Y'all got to pay for
Hope or whatever her name is.
If you bring Hope along,
Y'all can split the tab with that. You can do it three ways. You know what I'm saying?
You get the front, I get the back.
God.
Oh, my God.
So, Ophelia, who's wearing the belt? You or Hope that night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, look at me. I brought a strap.
Yes. Sorry, Nate.
That holster looks really weird, no?